Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more on the California shooting. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says authorities believe both suspects in last week's shooting in San Bernardino, California, were radicalized for some time. David Bowditch, the FBI's assistant director in charge of the Los Angeles field office, told reporters Monday there is evidence the two had planned their deadly attack. He said the FBI is still investigating how long the couple had been planning the attack, but he added there is no evidence at this point that the shooters were part of a broader overseas plot. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said Monday that the Justice Department will investigate the Chicago Police Department to determine if the agency systematically violated the Constitution.
We will examine a number of issues related to the Chicago Police Department's use of force, including its use of deadly force, racial, ethnic, and other disparities in its use of force, and its accountability mechanisms.
The probe follows the recent release of a video from a police shooting incident that occurred in 2014. The video shows a black suspect being shot by a police officer. The officer, Jason Van Dyke, has been charged with first-degree murder. An official in southern Somalia says authorities have captured an American who was a member of the militant group Al-Shabaab. Hussein Mohamed Barre tells VOA's Somali service the man surrendered to officials and African Union troops in the coastal town of Barawe in Somalia's lower Shabelle region. Election officials in Venezuela say the opposition has won control of the country's legislature, delivering a defeat to the ruling Socialist Party. Authorities say the opposition, with some districts yet to be counted, won 99 of 167 seats in the National Assembly. This is VOA News.